This is Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And it's a very good morning to Councillor, I think we can say Councillor now, Anthony Aitken. They've done the declaration of the poll, so it's no longer Councillor-elect. Good morning, Anthony.
Well, it actually is, Mitchell.
Oh, we haven't been sworn in
we
yet.
We have to call ourselves Councillor-elect until the swearing-in, which is next Tuesday.
Well, congratulations from us. When we spoke to you last week, you were sort of on the cusp of victory, and now the results have been finalised, and you must be very happy with the outcome to have almost managed to get a quota in your own right.
Very pleasing and amazing results, and to get over 30% of the electorate actually voting for you is a great endorsement for the campaign and gives me a strong mandate for my position on council.
And you'll be working alongside Kylie as your fellow councillor for Windermere?
Yes, that's correct. Look, Kylie and I already formed a good relationship during the campaign, and since the declaration of the poll, we've been working very closely together to start getting on with tackling a number of the significant issues that are out in Windermere.
And there's a fair bit to get through, isn't there? I mean, we spoke briefly about this last week, but now that you're ready to hit the ground running, what are some of the priorities?
Yeah, but that's right. Some of the things that Kylie and I both want to work on together is to try to find out what is happening with the proposed hospital site at the Norlane Waterworld area. And initially we've been able to find out that there had just recently been some land swaps and also some purchases between the state government and the council on it, and I'm looking forward to finalising those in the next few weeks and months so that we can actually have a start date for that particular project.
Of course, the first order of business is to elect who the mayor is going to be, and there's been, of course, media speculation about who the front runners might be. Are you considering having a tilt at mayor?
Well, Mitchell, look, what... I'm sure the community would love to know what's actually happening with the leadership roles in the council, but in fairness to the councillors that have just been elected, we actually haven't sat down ourselves and actually discussed it yet. In fact, we've only ever had the opportunity to meet collectively two times, and both of those times we had no opportunity to have any private discussions with each other. What should be remembered is that the leadership roles of the council, yes, are the leaders of the Geelong community, but they're also the leaders and representatives of the council. So the councillors certainly have to have confidence that they make the right decision of who is in those roles, and also be given the courtesy of discussing with each of the councillors. So I'm not going to make announcements on the radio about who's running, who's not running, and who is the likely person to actually be able to obtain that position, because I just don't think it's fair until the councillors have had an opportunity to sit down and talk amongst themselves.
That's fair enough. Obviously, there's a lot of hope now that the council will work together, and it looks like from the early stages that when you've been speaking to the other candidates and at the declaration of the poll, that things have been pretty amicable. Everyone's getting along pretty well so far, and there's sort of hope that it won't descend into things like factions. So, how will you go about trying to work with your other fellow councillors, particularly those people that aren't in Windermere Ward and represent the other areas of the municipality?
Yeah, look, that's right. Remember, we're disadvantaged in the Windermere Ward that there's only two councillors representing the area, and so we actually have to work very closely with the other wards because we need four other votes to get any project through, initiative or service delivery in the Windermere area. So that political structure actually means that we have to work with the other councillors and forces us to actually do that. I hope that political structure will enable the council won't descend into what's happened in the past, in that the councils always enter with goodwill and intent to be a united group. It's how they actually continue that during the life of the term of the council that they're judged on. And the pleasing thing is that nearly every candidate is actually saying they do want to work with each other, and that's part of this leadership process we're going through now. We do want to collectively get together and actually have a talk amongst ourselves first before we start talking publicly about leadership, simply so that we show courtesy and respect to our fellow councillors. And if I think we can continue to show respect for each other And respect for the position that we are, community leaders from our own particular areas, we can do the best we can for Geelong.
Well, we'll continue to watch that process. Thank you very much for coming on. We're going to be doing an outside broadcast.
Okay.
We're going to be going out to Lara on the 5th of December, back out to Lara. So I'm going to invite you and Kylie to come along if you're interested to have a chat on air about...
And we will. Kylie and I are looking forward to coming on a regular basis. When we can come together, we prefer to, so we can actually show what we're doing together for the Windermere Award, and also keeping the community up to date through the Pulse. Thank you for that opportunity, Mitchell. I should say we've got a busy week as councillors this week. Our first formal informal meeting is actually on Wednesday, and then we've got a number of induction sessions on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, next Tuesday at 6:30 is the councillor swearing in and mayoral vote.
Yeah.
And I certainly encourage any members of the community, that's actually open to the public. So that's on Tuesday, the 14th of November at 6:30 p.m. More than welcome to come to City Hall and actually witness the first formal council meeting of the new City of Greater Geelong councillors.
Excellent. Well, we'll definitely keep that in mind. Thank you very much, Anthony, and hope we'll be in touch soon. But congratulations once again. It's a great accomplishment for you, and we look forward to working with you over the journey.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Good on you, mate. Thank you, Anthony Aitken there, councillor-elect for Windermere Ward, and a good result for him, of course, just about getting a quota there in his own right. Well, that's about it from us this morning at the Anglesey General Store. It's been great to be with you once again, back in the studios next week from 9 o'clock on Monday. But coming up straight after the 11 o'clock news, Roads to Recovery, with Catherine Gladman and Simon Finch talking about navigating through the injury law process. So it's a big one. It's straight after the news. I'll talk to you on Monday at 9 o'clock.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.